For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show in Birmingham, England. I'm with Mark from Put Down Traps, who's developed a poison-free and humane rat and mouse trap.
A rat trap, really, actually.
Okay. Well, Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your project? You've been working with the British Inventors Project.
Yes, I have. I decided to do a rat trap because I thought it was mandatory as an inventor. I looked at perpetual motion, anti-gravity, and a time machine. Because I haven't come back and seen myself, I decided to do a rat trap instead, rather than define science. I looked at that and I think poison-free, power-free, and auto-rearming is the most important. Looking at the trap, the rat can see the food, but they can't get to the food, so they go down the tube. All rats will go down the tube. That's how they get into houses. On this one, when they go in, I get a position of their head only, and as they move backwards, a needle goes into the back of their brain stem and injects through the foramen magnum a milliliter of air, killing or damaging their brain, the organ which feels pain. And also as they go back, there's a little needle which goes into the heart. So I'm killing two main organs only as the rat is leaving, and it's generated by the power of the rat movement of leaving the trap. When it leaves, it dies within 16 to 20 seconds, leaving the trap free for the next one, because it's all self-loading. And that's it, really. Hopefully they will die close enough to the trap, so they haven't got time to go under the floorboards and smell or go back to their nest. And I will probably supply little envelopes where you can put the dead rats into.
That's lovely. And how far along is the project? Is this a working prototype?
This is not a working prototype, but this used to be a way of killing rats, lab rats, euthanasia. So I know it works, and I have had rats to prove that it does work, but not to kill them. Going off to do organs like that, you will kill them for certain. Normally they just go for the foramen magnum in the brain, and that's acceptable. But this way I'm making sure by doing two things at once. I mean, if you're going to die, I'd rather die within 16 seconds as opposed to a week of poison.
Okay, and is it how close are we from this going onto the market?
I reckon within 6 months.
Okay, and what do you think the price point will be?
I believe it will be under £50.
Okay.
Which if you look at the price of poison and taking out a pest control, it can be £300-400 sometimes. So, and you can use this time and time again. My slogan is, why kill 100 rats a night and you kill one? The way round, isn't it? That was close. You know what I meant, yeah?
Yes, indeed. And if people want to know more, what's the website?
It's putdowntraps.com.
Okay. Well, look, thanks very much, Mark. Much appreciated.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.